have to let it cool for 2 hours. Next patient is Roy Austin III. He was born 8/31/1960. He was seen on the 16th again. Roy is a 65-year-old gentleman, used to drill wheels for a living. He's divorced. He's a has-been heavy smoker and anti-OH user all of his life. He suffered a stroke. He had suffered a stroke, which he's on hospice for at this time period. He continues to have decreased mentation, increased confusion for family members and caretakers, period. He has left-sided weakness. Today, his patient face-to-face evaluation will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in his second benefit period from 11/10/25 to 8/2/7/26. My evaluation will be shared with the hospice medical director via a copy of my notes. Once again, this 65-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with history of CVA. His comorbidities include hypertension, so his other medical issues include hypertension, hemiplegia, his right-sided dominant, gastroesophageal reflux, and major depressive disorder, period. Patient's MAC has dropped to 28 centimeter because of not eating. His blood pressure was 134 over 84, pulse is 71, respiration is 18, and febrile, period. His O2 side was 93% on room air, period. His current PPS is at 40%, period. The caretaker tells me that he's sleeping now 12 plus hours a day, period. He's much more confused, period. He's incontinent of bowel and bladder, period. He's total ADL dependent, period. He continues to decline, remains hospice appropriate. Continues to decline both physically and cognitively. No longer able to help with the transfers from what the folks, the caretaker tells me. I've had episodes of starings into the space in quotation. Most likely either TIA and or seizures related to his large stroke. He's eating less. Eating about 20% of his meals, 30% of his meals. PPS is at 40%. I said that remains to be hospice appropriate. Most likely has less than 6 months to live given natural progression of his disease.
Get down, Gigi. Gigi, get down.
Natural progression of his disease.
Thank you.